Councillor for International Residents in Orihuela, Martina Schürer, who is shortly to leave her post after announcing an end to her political career, has provided details of voting in the local elections in the municipality, showing a particularly poor turnout in the coastal area. Of the 13 parties that participated in the local elections in Orihuela, 8 of them, including the Claro Group, failed to get sufficient votes to reach the 5% required to get one councillor. With a national average voter turnout of around 50%, the Orihuela Costa fell short with just 2,384 of the 8,300 registered voters actually taking part, representing just 29.4%. The overall figure in the municipality was 62.62%. For their part, Claro pointed out that, as in previous elections, they won almost 50% of the votes on the coast, this year winning almost the same number of votes as all of the other parties put together, but by failing to reach the threshold, those votes were discounted. A 54-year-old man died on Tuesday after being electrocuted whilst working on an installation in an industrial estate in Albatera. The incident occurred just after noon when the man who was working at the top of the tower, secured by a safety harness, was electrocuted, and as a result, his body remained suspended from the tower about 5 metres above the ground. The fire service attended to rescue the man along with an ambulance that had to be escorted by the police on account of them having difficulty accessing the site, but medics who attended could only confirm his death. And a 61-year-old male was airlifted off a cruise ship 90 nautical miles south of Palma de Mallorca on Tuesday after suffering a fracture. Helimair 213 picked up the passenger and transported him to the island of Mallorca for medical treatment.